Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
I'm Katie.
I'm Lauren.
And apparently I'm Quentin.
And we are here to talk to you all about what's happened so far this week. We will be covering episodes on Sunday the 25th of February, Monday the 26th and Tuesday the 27th of February. There will be spoilers. So what did we think of tonight? Faves and flops. Katie, I'm coming to you first.
Can I give Harrison a hug?
No.
Yes. I really want to give him a hug. Bless him. Yeah. I really liked Harrison this week. I thought Sunday and Tuesday was really good. I really liked him. I thought the dynamic between him and Fallon was brilliant.
What about really liked after it. Before the pancakes? Did you like the dynamic then?
I kind of did, and I'm a little bit concerned. I never have heard this dodgy shower scene from way, way back. So maybe this is my little shower scene.
This is your shower scene.
We didn't need it.
No, I thought it was quite cute.
Oh, no, it's not cute. It's cringy.
Well, the pancake, you know, foreplay was one of my faves because I'm quite fancy Fallon. So I thought, good on you, mate. Yeah. But that's going to be everybody's saying that's a pregnancy klaxon, isn't it? So he's probably going to get pregnant. He's going to lose his job. Well, that's what happens, you know, when you have pancakes, Lauren.
Yeah.
I would be so cross. If they make this a pregnancy story, I will be fuming because can we just have one couple that don't want kids and stick to it? We've had the pregnancy issue with Chelsea and Ben. We've had all sorts of things going on. I will be fuming if that happens. I hope that's
he wants to be a father. He wants to be a father.
I just feel like, why does it keep coming up? Like they've had this discussion so many times and he's made himself perfectly clear that he wanted to be a father, but he loves Fallon more than he loves the thought of being a father. Let's just get on with it.
Do you believe him though, Lauren? I don't believe him, Lauren.
Well, I don't want children, so I would be fully believing it.
I think deep down he wants kids, and she knows that. She does know that. But,
I'll be cross too if it ends up being a pregnancy thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but then you've got the dynamic, you know, him possibly losing his job and then she getting pregnant. I mean, you know, there's a lot of drama there. There's a lot of drama. No. Right, should we talk about tonight? Because everybody seemed very worried tonight. Jazza was worried. Kenton was worried.
Darlene's worried.
I was worried that everybody was worried. And I think deliveries to the ball are delayed. Kenton's worried only two teams turned up. Fallon notices how quiet the pub is. Jazza thinks it's his fault. I say it's the hand of Markey. Markey is interrupting.
Markey!
Isn't he? It's all down because he's trying to undermine the ball's business to get back at the ball. That is my theory. It's almost a prediction.
Yeah, well, it's a good theory / prediction, but I don't really care. Not about your prediction, Quentin. I care about everything that you say. Everything. But
harsh.
The Marky thing, I think, would you really be that bothered
He's a nasty piece of work. He wants.
What's his motive?
Because he's warning Jolene again. Look, I can actually undermine your business if you don't behave.
Putting the petty in petty criminal.
Title alert.
Yeah.
I think my theory is actually extremely plausible, and I'm disappointed you haven't actually thought. Yeah. Very disappointed, but I'm sticking to it. Philippa, do you think it's plausible? What?
I just thought it was because Jazza, and I thought it yesterday when Jazza was saying, oh, I'm going to tell people to watch out for dangerous men lurking. I thought, well, that's
he wouldn't be able to tell a whole
make people.
He wouldn't be able to tell everybody in the village in the time, would he? I mean,
they might have a Facebook group.
Yes, he's put it on WhatsApp.
Mark my words, it's Marky.
My question is, how many time zones are there in Russia?
11. No, I've already looked it up. I was going to ask the same.
And how many time zones are there in France?
Oh, I always just thought one.
Two.
12. Because they've got different overseas territories.
That's great.
I've heard that one before. Yeah. What's the longest canal in Britain?
The Grand Canal. Yeah,
they did give you the answer tonight. Yeah.
Can I ask you who you'd want on your quiz team from Ambridge?
Oh. Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Jim.
I'd have to be scribe.
I want Jim and Chelsea because then I've got, you know, brains, you know, Mr. Intellectual, and then Chelsea with the popular culture.
Very good. And what are you bringing to that, Quentin?
My good looks.
There we go.
Obviously. And what do you want? Yeah.
Goes without saying.
Neat handwriting.
I haven't got that, Casey, I'm afraid. My in-depth knowledge of Ambridge.
The Archers.
Yeah. Of what use that is, I have no idea. Yeah.
Okay, so time's moving away already. Let's talk specifically about faves and flops. So, Lauren, give me a fave, give me a flop.
Well, I've got something that's straddling both faves and flops, and that's Alice and Harry breaking up, because it was a fave because I thought she did an amazing job. She held it together beautifully during the dumping and drawing on her past experiences, calm, honest. And then the delicious fave of him absolutely dropping himself in it at the end.
Oh, I know.
We love to see that. And the flop was just the sort of inevitable march of how awkward it felt when he came bounding in with those presents, all excited, knowing that there was only one way this was going. So that was a flop in terms of like, oh, I've sort of been here a bit before, like that sort of thing. Tense and awkward. And then also him saying that she was overreacting, get over it. But another fave was Jazza knowing instantly that Alistair was in love with Denise and being really sort of sensible and kind about it and not just saying, oh, go for it, mate. Like really being like, oh, well, it's lovely that you feel like this, but I don't know if it is all that lovely. So
I actually laughed out loud when he says it's Denise, isn't it? I thought it was really funny. The timing of it was brilliant. Yeah, I agree.
Go on, Katie, give me a fave, give me a flop.
So my fave part of the Harrison and Fallon Sunday morning was them reminiscing about the Chips song with the que sera thing, because I haven't been able to get that out of my head since Sunday. So I just keep singing, we owe this Chips. Yeah, so that's just been in my head all week. So I'm not sure that's ever going anywhere. And then flops. Was Tracy and Harrison turning down a bacon cob? I'm sorry, but what? No one ever turns down a bacon cob. No.
I know.
Well, you've nicked my flop, Katie. That was my flop as well.
Sorry.
Yeah, and good East Midlands reference there, Cobb. Good girl.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's my flop as well, which obviously wasn't the case with good old Harrison and the pancakes. Anyway, I had a great fave tonight. I loved the line from Tracy, the threat to Bert Horribin. I'll tell him I'll stop washing his pants and cooking his tea. It was a great line. I thought really enjoyed that. I loved the way that Alice threw out Harry. I thought she handled that really well. And that's it. I think I already mentioned the fact that Fallon getting saucy was also my fave, but I've mentioned that already. So I've got two you know, naughty, sexy references in there, which Philippa will blush about. And
that's enough, isn't it?
Try and edit it out and, you know. Have we left anything for you, Philippa?
Well, I think Katie just had something she wanted to add there. Go on, Katie.
Yeah, my other fave was the fact that Jolene pointed out that more and more people have been ordering a brew in the pub. And I love a cup of tea in the pub. I'll always have a Guinness or two and then I'll be like, oh, fancy a tea. So I'll always have a brew in the pub. Yeah,
lovely. So we like that. Yes. Well, my faves, obviously, I've got to say food. We've had, my list is tea and toast, bacon sarnies that everyone said no to. What is going on? Pancakes, no comment. Yeah. Chips. Coffee and walnut and red velvet cake. Obviously, if I had the choice of two, it's going to be coffee and walnut. Another fave was how everyone was saying in the pub, did you hear about Jolene calling Harrison to come round? Did you hear about Jolene calling her? He's her son-in-law and they live very close. So, yeah, that just made me laugh.
So I thought you finished there, Philippa. Sorry. I'll shut up.
I was just going to do my flops, if you'll permit me the nanosecond. I'll be very quick, though. I'll be brief.
Flop away.
Who runs a pub and gets up at 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday to make breakfast? That didn't make sense to me. Mm. Jolene was bouncing about at 7:30 in the morning. That was a flop.
Yeah, but Tracy and also collecting logs. Tracy collecting logs at 7:30. What?
Yeah, the whole pancake bedroom scene. No, thank you. Not necessary.
I think we need to talk about breakfast in bed because that caused a big discussion on our Facebook page. Do we like breakfast in bed or don't we? And it split the page. So
In bed, but I don't like crumbs in bed.
This is my point. And a lot of people said, I love a cup of tea in beds, but it's the crumbs that get me. And people said, if you have a big enough tray, you collect the crumbs. Crumbs are always going to find somewhere to fall.
No one's having breakfast in bed with my husband because there's a beard that is collecting that crumbs for distribution at a later date.
Don't want to know that. Oh. But also, you know, you're sitting there in an awkward position, you know, you're trying to pretend it's comfortable and nice and you're all in an awkward position and they worry the tea's going to fall off. And no, I'm not really a fan of breakfast. The thought is nice. The actual practice isn't. Katie, views?
A brew in bed, always a brew in bed.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. But yeah, very rarely breakfast in bed unless it's something non-crumbly. Pancakes.
We like a bit of pancake in bed, don't you?
By Harrison.
Yeah. When she stopped hugging him. Philippa, do you like breakfast in bed?
I don't really
do
get...
Do you sleep?
Sounds terrible. Don't get tired. Yeah, breakfast in bed. There we go. Never mind. My question, though, because before we go on to Star of the Week, some predictions, just very quickly, yes or no... Will Harrison lose his job? Katie, what do you think?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes, Quentin, I think he will, unfortunately.
It'll look like he is, and just at the last minute, he'll be reprieved.
Lauren?
I think he won't lose his job, but he will choose to leave. He's already flirted with the idea of leaving. I think this will be the wake-up call of him banging on Kate's door to get a little yoga teacher job down at Spiritual Home or something. He's already flirted with the idea of going elsewhere, hasn't he? So, yeah, I think it will be the call that he needs and he will end up leaving of his own choice.
What do you think, Philippa?
I don't think he'll leave. When I think of all the things I hear about what police are doing,
that's true. It is.
They've still got their jobs. If Harrison loses his job, then, yeah, won't be happy with that. But, yeah, who knows? Anyway, I mean, time is moving on.
He's done it for the right reasons, hasn't he?
He has, but...
Alice and a child.
Katie, star of the week. Oh, let's keep it quick.
Alice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quentin?
I'm going to go with Alice.
Well, Alice is only one candidate this week, yeah. Yeah.
Alice and Harrison, I felt, but, yeah.
And Jazza, he was in the running.
You've got to have one star of the week. Come on.
Alice, but if I'm being pushed for another name, I offer you Jazza.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I just want one. Yeah. I think Harrison above Jazza. Yeah. Sorry.
Lauren's entitled to a quick opinion if that's
No, you're right. You're right, Quentin. Yeah. It is Alice. Yeah. My star of the week is Alice. Yeah.
It's not stars of the week. It's star of the week.
Okay.
And it makes the podcast longer and Philippa has to spend longer editing it. She gets cross.
Yes, I do. Katie, what's your prediction?
I've got two. I've got Harrison loses his job and then Harrison and Fallon open a new tea room together.
Nice.
And that we have not seen the end of Harry. He's definitely coming back.
Yes. Quentin?
Well, I mean, it's fairly obvious when Harry is going to lodge a complaint against Harrison, but my other one is, which I've alluded to already, is that, well, I've given you one already, I think Mark is behind the slowdown in business at the Bull, and Fallon is going to get pregnant from pancakes.
Lauren, what about you? Pancake.
Well, I had written down, whilst it was all happening between Alice and Harry, I'd written, not over between A and H, and then that last bit where he so beautifully stitched himself up, I scribbled out not and underlined over. This is, there is no coming back for that. That is over and done with, but I do not think we've seen the back of him.
Agreed.
Very good. I think Harry's going to be back on the scene, and I don't think that's the last we've seen of Harry. And I'm looking forward to Susan's helicopter ride at the end of the week. And my prediction is Susan will want to get her pilot's license.
And Susan deserves her pilot's license.
Yes, she wants it. She can have it. Relentless positivity, just like Tracy mentioned. Well, that's us for this week. We will be here on Saturday. We have got a wonderful interview for you with Jakob. Very excited for you to hear that. There's lots of lovely chat on the Facebook group. We've got the Patreon event coming up on the 7th of March. There'll be links in the show notes for this. We have tested the system and it works. Hurrah. So that's all good. And that's it. We'll be back on Saturday, as I say. So it's goodbye from me.
Ta-ra from me.
Bye from me.
And jolly good from me. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.